Welcome, farmers, to another episode of the Atubandike Talk Show, brought to you by the Viamo 667 service. We're excited to have you with us today. I'm your host, Bright, and today we have our OG experts joining us to discuss planting, specifically covering soybean and common beans. Before I introduce them, remember, call lines are open. So farmers, call 667 and share your questions. First, we have Lucio Mungandu, an agronomist with over 10 years of experience in climate-smart agriculture. Welcome, Lucio.
Thank you, Bright. Excited to be here with our farmers.
Next up is Kondwane Zulu, an agronomist with the Ministry of Agriculture with 15 years of experience. He's our go-to for practical solutions. Great to have you, Kondwane.
Thanks, Bright. I'm looking forward to today's questions.
Joining us too is Misozi Mbewe, a passionate farmer leading the way in sustainable farming. How are you today, Misozi?
I'm great, Bright, and I'm ready to share my experiences and learn from our listeners.
And last but not least, Chilala Hamonga, a seasoned farmer who's an expert in mixed cropping and drought-resistant varieties. Welcome, Chilala.
Thanks, Bright. Let's get started and make farming fun.
Fantastic. Let's open the phone line and dive into our first call.
Hi, I'd like to know, what's the best month to plant soybeans once the rains begin? Is January or February okay? This is Doris.
Excellent question. Let's start with Lushomo. What do you think?
Thank you, Doris. For the best soybean yields in Zambia, especially in southern and eastern provinces, planting should happen between mid-November and late December, right after the first rains. Planting in January or February is risky because the growing season will be too short for the soybeans to fully develop, leading to reduced yields. So mid-November to December it is.
And Doris, don't forget, make sure the soil has enough moisture before planting to ensure strong germination. Also, use high-quality seeds suited to your local conditions and inoculate them with rhizobia to boost nitrogen fixation. This will give you healthier plants and better yields.
Fantastic tips. Now let's hear from another caller.
Hello. Is reaping used for soybeans land preparation? Or is it mainly practiced for maize cultivation?
Great question. Kondwane, could you shed some light on this?
To prepare your land for soybeans, reaping is the best option as it improves root growth and allows water to infiltrate better, especially in areas prone to waterlogging. Avoid planting in basins, as they limit how many plants you can grow. If you plow, follow up with harrowing to create a smooth and even seedbed. Plant the seeds shallowly in moist soil with a fine texture.
Oh, and one more thing. After planting, watch out for birds like pigeons and doves that can damage your seeds. Keep an eye on the fields early in the morning to scare them away during this vulnerable stage.
Thank you, Kondwane and Lushomo. Let's move on to our next caller.
Hello, I'm a farmer from Simwendengwe in Mwanze. I would like to know the recommended plant spacing for soybeans.
Perfect timing. Misozi, as a small-scale farmer, how do you handle soybean spacing?
Thanks, Bright. Soybean varieties come in two main types, bushy and non-bushy. Bushy varieties grow continuously throughout the season, spreading to create a canopy that helps retain moisture and suppress weeds. So, they need a wider row spacing. Non-bushy varieties grow upright, focusing on pod production after reaching a set height, which allows closer spacing. For best results, plant soybeans with 45 to 60 centimeters between rows and 5 to 10 centimeters between plants, aiming for about 30 to 40 seeds per meter. Remember, planting more seeds in an area can increase your harvest.
Thank you, Misozi. Let's move to our next caller.
Hello, my name is Doris Mutimba. I'd like to know in Southern Province, which soybean variety is best suited to local conditions?
Excellent question. Chilala, what do you think?
So, Kafua is an excellent soybean variety because it matures early, resists common pests and diseases, and offers high yield potential, making it a reliable choice for farmers aiming for productivity and efficiency.
Great advice. And what type of soil is best for planting soybeans? I'm sure farmers want to apply the lessons you are teaching them.
Soybeans grow best in well-drained, loamy soils with good fertility. Sandy soils and clay soils can present challenges. For clay soils, it is important to disc the field to break it up into finer particles to ensure roots can penetrate and access nutrients effectively. Additionally, during land preparation, it is important to ensure the field is as level as possible to prevent water from settling in one area, which could lead to waterlogging and root damage. Adding organic matter, such as compost, can further improve soil structure and nutrient availability for healthy soybean growth.
Practical tips indeed. Kundwani, anything else to add?
Yes, don't forget to inoculate your seeds with rhizobia and weed your field regularly. Healthy soil means healthy plants.
Thank you, Tim. Now moving on to questions on planting common beans. Here's our next caller.
Hi, this is Chimwemwe Tembo. My question is, how long do beans take to mature?
Great question, Chimwemwe. Lushomo, want to give it a shot?
Oh, most certainly. Common beans generally take 60 to 90 days to mature, depending on the variety and growing conditions. Varieties adapted to the region, such as bush and climbing beans, can have slightly different maturation periods, with some varieties maturing faster, such as the white beans, at around 60 days, while others may take up to 90 days. Key factors such as soil fertility, rainfall, and temperature also influence the maturation period.
Wonderful. And here comes another caller. Hello, what's your question?
Hey there. Which land is mostly suitable for planting rain-fed common beans? I'm planning on planting common beans.
If I may, it is advised to plant between the third week of December to the first week of January. This prevents the beans from disease in case there's too much rain.
Wonderful advice. Time for our final caller.
My name is Soko Dennis, and I am seeking assistance with growing beans in my area. I have encountered challenges where the soil tends to rot the beans or dries out after planting.
Excellent question. Chilala, do you want to answer this last question?
Happy to. Hi, Soko Dennis. It sounds like your beans are experiencing challenges due to inconsistent soil moisture, which can either cause the beans to rot or dry out prematurely. If the soil retains too much water, beans are prone to rot. Clay or compacted soils can exacerbate this problem. Consider applying gypsum to improve the drainage in clay-heavy soils and combine it with other organic materials, such as compost, to further enhance soil structure. And for a field size of 1 hectare, this would require about 4 25 kg bags of gypsum. After spreading, plow the gypsum into the soil to a depth of at least 5 cm. Additionally, using raised beds or shallow drainage channels around your bean plants can help redirect excess water, reducing the risk of rotting or drying out. This will also help the gypsum to work into the soil.
Well, that wraps up today's episode of the Atubandike Talk Show. Thank you to our experts, Lushomo, Misozi, Chilala, and Kondwani, and a big thank you to all the farmers who participated. Farmers, we hope you found today's episode useful. Until next time, happy farming.